there's kind of a fine line. I don't know, but at the same time, you and I, y'all might get crops of these or things like that.
You know what burns me? You know what? I fell out with the whole administration, you know, on the Republican side of the situation. Is when, all right, I can understand Nixon's stand on a little bit of secrecy in the government. Of course, you have to have it, or ever mother and his brother would know your business from other countries. But when that bastard turned right around and he's asking me to break my butt and pay my income tax, pay my Social Security, and him turn right around, man, and do the other way. Him turn around and withhold $250,000 from income tax on his own part. Now, man, you can't ask me to, I mean, that's a double standards. I mean, I can't live with that. I mean, well, it's just not. As far as politics goes, you know.
Right. Well, I don't know what to do. The farmers in the farmers kind of in the end, but y'all are in the squeeze.
You know what they done? They put us against the consumers.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Well, it's pretty shitty. Pretty bad because I'm sorry.
Go play on it.
It's pretty
bad.
Well,
I tell you what it is. What they done to us. And it makes a fella kind of bitter against the government in a way, you know. Of course, we still love our government, you know. And I love America. Proud to be an American. But they turn around and they say, well, look here. These farmers are getting $7, $8 a bushel and $9 a bushel for those beans. My God, they're making a killing. Making our everyday, you know, like these people are working their 40 hours and they have to go out here and they buy this processed, you know, what farmer raises and everything. All right, and the farmer's getting more for their stuff, making the cost of living go up. And the consumer wanting to see stuff go down, the farmer wanting to see stuff go up before he can get more money for his product.
Yeah.
Well, all right, there it is, hard nose, toe to toe.
I think the biggest crush in the farmers in maybe increasing mechanization and the drive to produce more per acre.
You
have to. That's exactly it. It's right. Just
well, what we and it's done. You know, the farmer, like these factories are so mechanized now, and of course the farmer's got to be too.
Yeah.
He's got to, like we have over this year. We've gone from 2-row to 4-row to 6-row. Now we're going to 8-row.
Yeah.
This next year. Trying to get more mechanized, do the same amount of work for, you know, less money, using as less labor as we can,
right.
You know.
I saw those tractors, I saw a tractor that was $175,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen them up that high.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I realize
they will pay it. A farmer has to pay it, though. If he's going to keep his farm going, he's got to pay what the implement
company
dealers want it. He's got to pay what they want.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, though. I mean, that's the way. If you're going to be a farmer, that's what you're going to have to put up with. Because you're going to get a screwing pretty frequent. It's coming, but if you're a farmer, you're going to get it.
Now.
I mean,
it goes along with what he's saying there and what's turned the consumers against farmers. Is where the farmer is getting $5, $6, and $7 a bushel for soybeans. The middleman is taking, or the processor is taking the same thing and selling the same soybeans overseas to different countries and here in the United States and using that same bushel of soybeans, and they get $25 a bushel out of it.
Yeah.
That's what it winds up.
And that's what it winds up. And
when
the consumer
we
says,
get
well,
$5 and $6 a bushel, when that joker takes that bushel off of the boat